This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged the students of the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi, to keep the national interest at the center of their decisions and ask themselves how their actions can benefit the country and address its needs. Mr. Modi made these remarks while addressing the 57th convocation of IIT Delhi. The Prime Minister said that new sectors are emerging in the country, offering fresh opportunities for the youth. He cited sectors such as semiconductors, space and drones and said, India is working towards becoming self-reliant across all sectors. Mr. Modi said this drive towards self-reliance will serve as a strong foundation for building a Viksit Bharat.
Aaj Bharat, economic self-reliance, technological self-reliance, इंडस्ट्रियल सेल्फ रिलायंस, ऐसे हर सेक्टर में आत्मनिर्भर बनने के लिए काम कर रहा है। यही विकसित भारत की मजबूत नींव का सबूत है। इस मजबूत नींव पर आपको एक भव्य सुंदर विकसित भारत का निर्माण करना है।
Further elaborating on India's efforts in the semiconductor sector, Prime Minister Modi said that production has begun at India's first semiconductor unit. Mr. Modi also spoke about distractions in the age of social media. He said students should avoid comparing themselves with others on the basis of salary packages, jobs or the sectors in which they are working. Mr. Modi said life is not a leaderboard and one's journey is not a competition with others but with oneself. Union Education Minister Prahlad Joshi, Chairperson Board of Governors of IIT Delhi Harish Salve and Director IIT Delhi Professor Rangan Banerjee were also present in the ceremony. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also inaugurated a high-performance computing facility, Param Pragya, at IIT Delhi. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah has expressed confidence that the umbrella organization will transform the urban banking sector by making its services more modern, transparent and trustworthy. An umbrella organization in cooperatives is a central governing or supporting body formed by multiple independent cooperative institutions. Mr. Shah inaugurating the new office complex of the National Urban Cooperative Finance and Development Corporation in Mumbai's Fort area urged all cooperative banks to join the umbrella organization as well as the Security Operations Center. The Indian Air Force Band will perform at the National War Memorial in New Delhi tomorrow to commemorate Independence Day. The Defence Ministry said that the display of musical patriotism aims to foster national pride through public engagement while celebrating 150 years of the national song, Vande Mataram. India has achieved a major milestone in its clean energy journey with the country crossing 300 gigawatts of installed non-fossil fuel-based electricity capacity. In a social media post, New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi highlighted that India's renewable energy capacity has surged by 400% over the last 12 years. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Amarnath Yatra from Jammu towards Balthal has been suspended today in view of the prevailing bad weather and road conditions at several places along the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway. However, the Yatra from Balthal towards the Holy Crave Shrine continues as usual. More than 2,500 pilgrims have performed darshan since morning. The yatris who had already performed darshan were allowed to leave Balthal and proceed towards Jammu. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Rajasthan and Odisha today. According to IMD, thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds are expected to prevail over Lakshadweep, North Interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. The IMD has also predicted heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning in various parts of the country over the next 2 to 3 days. Indian shuttler Ashmita Chaliha has reached the women's singles final of the Korea Masters Super 300 Badminton Tournament in Asan, South Korea. Ashmita defeated fellow Indian Rakshita Ramraj in the semi-final today. Ashmita will face China's Qiu Han in the women's singles final tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.